Good morning, Otago Baptist. We are so glad that you are joining us this morning via YouTube or Facebook, whatever you chose this morning. I pray that you have had a blessed week this week. And I do have a couple of prayer announcements that I would like for y'all to please remember. Please remember the Sanderson family, and please remember the Durbin / Davis family also in your prayers this week, as both of them suffered losses. I pray that everything has gone your way this week, and I pray that whether you're worshiping at home, I pray that you got your Bible out and that you are ready to grow closer to the Lord. That is the main objective, that when we meet here on Sunday mornings, we want to grow closer to God is what we want to do. Amen? And when we leave this place, we want to be able to expel what we've learned onto other people. A praise that we were talking about earlier before we started praying, before we started recording this morning, was that we reached our Myers Mallory offering. And we blew it out of the water by $656. So we were super excited that we did that in one Sunday only. So big thank you to Miss Brenda Atchison, Miss Carolyn Snuggs, and all of the people of Otagoville Baptist Church who helped us this morning. Any other announcements? Our Sunday school classes are still meeting. We have a 9:30 setup class and also around a 10:30 class. The first one is mask optional, where the second one is mask mandatory. You can also see all of our services today at otagovillebaptist.org. You can go and view that for your pleasure. We also have our contact information, myself, Brother Trey, and I believe Sister Leslie too. We all have ways you can reach out to us if you have any comments. We hope they're not bad ones, but we think maybe if you'd like to, leave us a sweet word of encouragement at the end, and we appreciate all your support and all your help during this trying time. Praise God, I'm glad to be in His house this morning. I'm excited to be here. I'm trying to calm myself down a little bit, Miss Kay. It doesn't always work, but I'm doing the best I can. But before we get going any further, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And we are so glad that you are joining us this morning. Father God, thank you, Lord, for letting us come into your house this morning, Father. Thank you, God, for each and every smiling face that is in here, Lord. May we take this next hour, Father God, and set aside, Lord, everything that has been bothering us. Lord, may we set aside all of our troubles, Lord, and may we just focus on you. Lord, let us take this next hour, Father God, and bring you glory. Thank you, God, for letting us assemble in your house. And Father God, help us, Lord, as we be witnesses for you, Lord. Give us words, give us wisdom, give us patience, God, whenever we need for whatever trial that we may come across. Lord, we know that there's trials each and every down every corner and way, Father God. You take those trials, Lord, and you help us mold us and make us into what you want, Father God. Help us all to remember that. Lord, I pray, God, that you will be with us as a group of, Lord, of people who love you, Lord, and group as a church. Father, be with us, Lord. And Father, these things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen. Also, congratulations, too. I wanted to mention this on video. Brother John Thrillkill, Brother Jerry McMichael, Brother Jerry Green were all nominated as deacons for the upcoming church year. If you see them out on the street, congratulate them. And also remember to say a prayer for each and every one of them. Sister Leslie's going to come bless your heart this morning. We're so glad that you're joining us.
We're going to sing Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing this morning. We're going to do all three verses, Miss Theresa. The second verse says, Jesus sought me when I was a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. And so I think we need to sing about that, because I don't know about you, but Jesus had to rescue all of us. So Amen. We're going to sing all three of those.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, all for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely through arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, guide my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Right. First off, let me say, should have said this during the announcements, but I didn't think about it until just now. Next week, we will start the student Sunday school back. We'll begin during this hour, the mask optional hour, in the student room. And we'll just go and we'll meet straight over there. So 6th grade through 12th grade, if that's you, and I don't see anybody here that fits that, but maybe some of you out there. If that fits you, just come on for the 9:30 time, and we'll begin Sunday school in the student room back there. Mm-hmm. So excited to get that going, and we'll start working on some calendar for the rest of the year and get those things happening. And I say that we'll work on the calendar for the rest of the year and plan those things tentatively. And the reason I say that is because I want to bring your attention to this verse right here. There's two that I want to look at. Psalm 27 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." And then James says in chapter 4, verse 13, I love the book of James. James is kind of like a multivitamin. It's small, but it packs a big punch, and it helps a lot, in my opinion. Anyway, James chapter 4, beginning of verse 13, says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." You ever had one of those days where things just don't go as planned? I have those quite a bit, and I've shared a little bit about those on the road. When it comes to, in my business, I only know basically what's going to happen 2 or 3 days ahead of time. I can't plan weeks out. I just know what's going to happen. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do tomorrow, and then I know what I'm supposed to do Tuesday. That's as far as I've got planned in my future right now, and it's very, very difficult because I catch myself all the time saying, well, this is what I'm doing tomorrow, and this is what I'm doing Tuesday. But that is liable to change at a moment's notice. This week I'm supposed to take what I've got on my trailer and go to Tallahassee and unload it, go inside and meet with vice president of a company, and he's going to give me an airline ticket and some different things. And then Tuesday I'm supposed to board an airplane Tuesday morning and fly to Texas and pick up a truck and a trailer for that company and drive it back. That's what I'm supposed to do. And Lord willing. And I always have to remember to say that. Yesterday was a good day. I just didn't get anything done that I accomplished to do yesterday. We got some things accomplished. I helped my dad rewire a trailer and figure out what was wrong with his boat trailer. That wasn't on my agenda yesterday. But that's what happened. And I got bent out of shape when I got home because I didn't get to do what I wanted to do all day yesterday. I wanted to do this and do this and do this. And basically, I wanted to be close enough to the television to watch football from sunrise till midnight. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be that close to the TV where all I had to do was peruse through the house and go, okay, this team's winning, this team's losing. I missed the whole LSU Mississippi State football game. If you're an LSU fan, I'm sorry. If you're a Mississippi State fan, good job. I missed that. I would have loved to have seen that, but I didn't, because I didn't.
I watched it.
I didn't allow the Lord in my plans. I didn't allow the Lord in my plans. And saying that, I said, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And the Lord said, no, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to do this. You're going to help your dad, who helps you all the time. And you're going to do this. And you're going to get home just in time to start watching the Alabama game 5 minutes in the first quarter. I missed the kickoff. I didn't want to miss the kickoff. But I had to shower because I was really stinky. But anyway, I just say that because so many times in my life when I plan to do things, the Lord has another plan for me. Whether it involves coming home from Tennessee and getting a ride home with a woman who has all these dogs, okay? Whether it involves going to South Texas to take a load. I was 14 miles from Mexico. And with my son, RJ, he went with me. And the plan was go down there, drop it off, get back as far as we can, spend the night, and come home. You know, it was going to be two nights. It ended up being two nights, but ended up being a sleepless night one night because coming through Louisiana, I had a blown fuel line again and ended up having to get rescued. Steve Wainwright, he was the Lord's hand that day. He came and helped to pick us up and brought us home. You know, it's people like that that help you. But what I want to get across is always, always, always allow room in your heart and in your mind and in your schedule for the Lord to move.
Amen.
We plan things and we decide to do things, but he comes in and says, no, we're going to do this. And wearing these masks today is proof of that. I don't know anything else that can be proof of that than what we're having to do now. So I just want to encourage you, just remember every day when you start planning your day out, leave room for the Lord to do his work, to do his thing. Because you may run across somebody that needs to hear the gospel. You may run across somebody that needs to see how you react in a situation so that you can show the gospel to someone else. Leave room. That's what I've got to say this morning.
Amen.
Our next song is There's Power in the Blood, and we're going to do the first and last one of that. And this goes along with Michael's sermon today.
And I also promised that I did not call Brother Michael and ask him what kind of shirt he was wearing this morning. Nor did I do it last week. When I next week we're wearing red.
Okay, red.
Turned on. You see a red light. Thank you to Trey and Leslie for such wonderful words of encouragement. And we do have another one right there that doesn't get mentioned a lot, but Miss Kay Jones can play a mean piano. And she does really, really well. I always, that lady does so good over there. And she is a blessing to help. And another big thank you also, we do have two more people in our sound room up there that make all this possible. That's Brother Alvin and Theresa. Brian is also up there. Give them a round, and tell next time you see them, tell them thank you, because they work just as hard as any of us do too to be able to put this together. So I am so glad that you are here this morning. And also too, we didn't mention it, but as you see, our table down here, and this is from the video, World's Craft, I want to say it just right, tell me the words. World Craft Missions is who it is with. You can also Google World Craft Missions, I'm sure, and find. But these are all handmade items down here that World Craft Missions are responsible for. We also have some magazines here that you can set up ordering through. If you reach out to us, we would love to get you a copy or whatever we can do to help. But there's a lot of wonderful things down here between purses and necklaces and heating pads and blankets and quilts, whatever. There's a whole slew of stuff. So we would recommend you to Google that, or if we can, let us know and we will get you a catalog. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd ask that you turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. It's been, I would say that on a scale overall this week, I had a blessed week. Nothing exciting happened. Everything was pretty routine. I got in a couple of visits. I was really excited about that. A couple of socially distanced visits, but I was able to make them a little bit. I got to make some phone calls this week and talk to some sweet ladies and, you know, and just check on everybody and see how everybody was doing. My main message that I would like to get across to you this morning is that there's power in the Word. There's power in the Word. And I believe right now is a time where we need that Word. And we need to let it sink into our hearts. And we need to really see what God is doing in our lives. And there were six things as I read over these scriptures today, and I'm at chapter 1, 1 through 18, and I'm just giving you a brief opening is all I'm doing. But as I prayed this week and as I thought about different things that I saw that the Lord pointed out to me, I was more impressed that this is our time. That this is our time to move forward. That this is our time to take our missions up another level. I had mentioned this before the recording. We had at the end of the year, in November 16th through the 23rd, where a lot of people do shoe boxes. Last year, we had about 50 that we had done and gotten over to the children. I had made the comment before we started recording that this year, I would like to do 200 is what I would like to put out there. And I think that is a very attainable goal for us as a church, that we should be able to get these shoe boxes mailed out, because this year I believe they are going to be needed now more than ever to show the love of God and to introduce who Jesus is to somebody who has never heard of Him. So keep that in mind as we progress on in, and praise God, we met our goal. Oh, so excited when I heard that number Sunday afternoon. Miss Carolyn texted me, thank you, Jesus, for that. I stopped automatically what I was doing and prayed and just said, thank you, God, for letting us do that. Thank you. That tells me that we are on the right path as we search forward, as we search out God in a world that now doesn't always reflect God. I hope that makes sense, because it's a lot of times how I feel, that not everybody that we see, not everybody has the same story as we do. Not everybody is in a church on Sunday morning. I'm losing the wrong words here. It is a mission for us as Christians to show the world the love of God. That's what we need to be doing as people for Him. We need to be moving forward. Look at what John 1 says. Let's begin right there. Let's read 1 through 8. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light." Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, your word, Lord, is more alive and active than it has ever been, Lord. I pray, God, as your people, Lord, you will help instill this, your word, into our hearts, Lord, that it singes in, Father God, that we hide it, Lord, that we are always ready to be the shining light you need us to be. Just like Brother Trey just said, Father, he told us, not all the times what we have planned, not all the times will go just like we always need to have that room. Lord, help us to always remember that, Father God, and not get so set on what we want to do, Father, but leave it open, Father, for what you would have us to do. These next few minutes, Father God, I ask, Lord, that you be with us, that you help us to understand, that you help us, Father God, to take your word, Father, and let it, Lord, help us display it every day. Father, we love you and we thank you for your word. These things I ask in your name. Amen. As we get ready, the first thing that jumped out to me is that God's word is a devouring flame. Now let's think about that for a second. Who all has, have you ever had a fire get out of control? I mean, come on now. Yeah, Greg, amen. Thank you. The only one? You ain't never, Terry, all right, now we getting somewhere, K. Jones? Yeah, we getting somewhere. Well, you know, when me and my wife moved to Otagable so many years ago, and we bought our first house in Otagable, and it was right up the road right here. I had bought the 2 acres behind me, and I was so excited. I had bought it from Miss Jeannie Jones, as a matter of fact. And Tanya and I had this idea that we were going to clear it. And Miss Jones was, she was quite the lady. And she had said, "Whatever you find in there, it's yours." So I was like, "Whatever I find in there, it's just woods." She said, "I don't know. There ain't no telling what's back in there." Because it was all grown up with kudzu and big stuff. And lo and behold, I found 2 vehicles in there. Yeah, what a surprise. A little Samurai Sidekick that I thoroughly loved. And we actually got it running. I gave it to my brother-in-law, and I was so proud of it. It didn't have doors or anything, and we had tricked it and had a mechanic look at it, and I thought, well, you know, I don't want to put no more than $100, but see if you can make it run. And boy, he got that thing running. And it was so funny, and what I did was I had gone over there and said, "Hey, this is what I found. If I sell it, I'll give you half, you know." She said, "Oh, that sounds great." And so we had gotten this running, and I was so proud of, and I'm on a side story now, but y'all bear with me. This was good. So I talked Tanya into getting out there, and I said, Tanya's like, "I really don't want to get in it. It looks kind of scary." I said, "It'll be fine, I promise." So all we're going to do is, we're not going on the road. I mean, we barely run. You had to jump it off. It was all sorts of stuff. But we were riding around in the little pasture area that we had just cleared, and I was showing her, look how fun it is, you know. You can't put it on the road or anything, but it's fun little get around. And Tanya opened up the glove compartment box, which was a mistake. And we didn't realize it at the time because apparently it was home to a squirrel. That squirrel came out, and then when that squirrel came out, Tanya went out and I went out. Goodness to say, the little samurai was on its own. Tanya said, "What was that?" I said, I don't know. I had no idea it was living there. It seemed really angry when it came out. But after having that in her lap for about 2 seconds, we quickly abandoned the idea and gotten rid of it and said, well, that's enough playing with that. But I had taken all those woods and I had cleared them, and we had pushed it all up into a nice big pile. And I thought, well, okay, so now we need to let it dry out and we need to burn it. So I thought, okay, well, what's the responsible thing to do? Get a burn permit. Check. Did that. And I called the Autogaville Volunteer Fire Department and told them exactly what I was doing. And Walter Middlebrooks actually came up there and brought a truck and set it beside me, because this is going to be a big fire. And it's a little intimidating. It's all got dirt all the way around it, but it's going to go high. As all those trees, all that kudzu, everything was pushed together. When he lit that fire, y'all, they even reported that you could see the flames from the mini bucket, that it was that high. And it set back, and we were probably 200 yards back from it because it was hot. And that flame burned for 8 days. It burned and burned and burned. But it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It went to the inside. There was no harm, but it burned. And it reminded me how powerful that flame was and how powerful God's word is too. Jeremiah 5:14 says, therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says, because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire and these people, the wood it consumes. Think about the Word of God and how it is a flame for each and every one of us that goes out, that is able to encourage, that is able to lift up people at a time. It's a devouring flame is what it is. It consumes everybody. You always need to be ready with the Word of God on the tip of your tongue. The God's Word, too, is also a crushing hammer is what it is. Think about that for a second. Have you ever had a hammer and a nail, and as you drive it home with each lick, that's what it does to us when we hide it in our hearts. That is what we need to do. Every message that I have preached, every message has been on this, because it is now more important than ever that we hide God's Word in our hearts. That's the message. Hide it. We need to be reading it daily, and we need to be concentrating on it and hiding it and being always be ready, because we don't know the days that are coming is what I'm getting at. Always be prepared. I hope your house is in order. I hope it's ready for exactly what God's leading you to do. I hope that it's always ready. Think about this. Look at 9 through 13 right there and what it says. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. Think about the life-giving force that God's word is for us. Now, I saw something this week, and I got a little analogy I wanted to use real quick. Who all's dropped off their kids at school and picked them up? Jan, I know you have, Leslie. So, Greg. So all the kids at 8 o'clock go into the school building. Have you seen it? I mean, I've seen it before. I remember dropping Emily and Anna off in the morning and thinking, man, look at all these kids. And they're just going all in the building. They're filing in. Well, at 8 o'clock, at 8:10, maybe if you had something to do in the office or you're coming back out, it's dead quiet. It's like the school has inhaled, sucked everybody in. Okay? Tell me what happens at 3 o'clock. It's like the school just exhaled. and spit everybody back out, because kids are now coming out of both ends, out of the middle. Some of them are climbing out of windows. They can't wait to get out of here. They're just going every which direction is what they're doing. Think about that for a minute. When we come into church, the church inhales. All right? People come in. But get ready, what happens whenever 12 o'clock hits, our numbers now, we exhale out. You can always tell when church is getting out. Now think about that. Honestly, guys, how long are we here? Leslie, 1 hour a week? 1 hour right now with the service? How many hours you got in a week? We ain't got to do the math. You already know it's a small percentage. So what you gather right here today, you need to let it fall over into Monday, people. And you need to let it fall over into Tuesday, people. Because we only get to come together one time, 1 week, of basically 1 hour. That's a small percentage is all I'm saying. Be ready. What you take from here, don't just have church on Sunday, but have it on Monday too. Does that make sense? Absolutely it does. Because we need to always be ready. Always be able to be ready to hide God's word. And always be ready to exhale it whenever we're supposed to. You know the times I'm talking about. Trey, you couldn't have hit on a better analogy this morning. It's always be ready, because we never know what God has in store for us. It is a life-giving force. Now, I did some research, and I saw something that I went to when it talks about the Word of God, and I actually saw Billy Graham. I found something from him is what I did. And it says, he was asked the question, what is the Word of God? And he answered it. And this article was done in March of 2019 by Decision Magazine. Billy Graham passed away in February of 18, okay? So these were from his scriptures. These were from different sermons that he had done, that he had found, you know, that sort of thing. And he says, you may ask me today, what is the message of the Bible? The message of the Bible is Jesus Christ. The Bible is concerned only incidentally with the history of Israel or with a system of ethics. The Bible is primarily concerned with the story of humanity's redemption through Jesus Christ. If you read Scripture and miss the story of salvation, you have missed its message and its meaning. The story of Jesus can be traced through the Bible. Listen to this. In Genesis, he is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the atoning sacrifice. In Numbers, he is the smitten rock. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet. In Joshua, he is the captain of the Lord's host. In Judges, he is the deliverer. In Ruth, he is the heavenly kinsman. In Esther, he is the advocate. In Job, he is my redeemer. In Psalms, he is my song. In Proverbs, he is my wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he is my goal. In the Song of Solomon, he is my satisfier. In the prophets, he is the coming Prince of Peace. In the Gospels, he is God in Christ Jesus come to redeem. In Acts, he is alive in the church. In the epistles, he is Christ at the Father's right hand. And in Revelation, he is the mighty conqueror. The message of Jesus Christ, our Savior, is the story of the Bible. It is the story of salvation. It is the story of the gospel. It is the story of life, peace, eternity in heaven. The whole world ought to know the story of the Bible. Amen. How more? Oh my goodness. Leslie, when I read that, I almost wanted to burst out in tears of how powerful it was, because Jesus Christ bridged the gap for me and you is what he did. Now, think about that and think about how important that gap needs to be bridged today. Have you seen the news? Have you seen the things that are going on in the world? It's downright, it'll scare you is what it'll do. And then you don't want fear to set in. God didn't give us that spirit. God told us to get ready. God told us to get with his people. That's what we need to be doing. He is that Think about this. He is a saving power is what Christ is for us. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone that believes." Let that sink in a minute. That's what needs to sink in. Let that penetrate your heart. He is a defensive power. Remember that too. Ephesians 6, it tells us, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is a weapon for us to use, is what it is. Look at what John says right there in 15 through 18. He says, John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Think about that. Think about that life-saving power. Think about all the things that God is for us, that Jesus does for us on a daily basis. Think about the things that He gives us. The last one, He's a probing instrument, is what the Word of God is. Because it searches our hearts. It searches our hearts. When bad things happen, or maybe when we get into a situation we're not comfortable with, call on the Lord. Call on Him is what we need to do. You all had jobs, and most of you probably still do. Now you're raising grandkids and different things like that, especially this, you know, my group right here. You always have to be ready, because sometimes the grandkids leave and surprise you, I'm sure. Jan, amen? Amen. Yeah, they will. We always have to be ready. You may ask me too, what are the benefits of the Word of God? What are the benefits of the Word of God? How about receiving direction? How about answered prayer? How about strength, strengthened in faith? Think about that. How about resistance to temptation? Conviction, correction, and most of all, instruction. 66 Bibles. 66 books are in the Bible. Written over a period of 1,600 years. More than 30 authors. All compiled for us. God's given us a handbook to life, is what He's done. And that comes with the Word. And we're reading right here where the Word became flesh. Look at what the last verse says. No, 18 says, "No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and in His closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." I saw yesterday something really positive was the Franklin Graham prayer walk. Did anybody else see that in Washington? I didn't know the final numbers. Did you hear anything? But it showed some pictures, and it showed people. It showed people walking, and it showed people with the same desire. This nation needs to turn towards Christ. We today, as God's people, need to turn towards Him, is what we need to do. Turn towards Christ today. As you start your weeks this week, as you get ready to begin your days, we had church today, did we not? Amen? We had church. On Monday, I need you to have church too. I need you to get in your Word, wherever it may be. That devotion, that email you get that maybe sometimes you delete, or maybe sometimes you open it but you just scour through it real fast because you got other stuff to do. Take the time and spend some time with your Lord and Savior. Spend some time. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the power that you are, Father God. We know you are a life-giving force, Lord. We know, God, that you have us right where you want us. I pray, God, that you will be with us as your people, Father God. And as we exhale this morning from the church, Father, we go out ready, Lord, ready to be your disciples. I pray, God, for each and every one that is in here this morning, Lord, that not just to have church today, Father God, but to have it tomorrow and the next day, Father. Help us to take advantage of our time, God, when it comes to you, Lord, to never let us get in too big of a hurry, but to always keep our eyes on you. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father God, for all that you do. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Father. Thank you, God, for the instruction. Thank you, God, for the corrections that you give us. Thank you, God, for the strength you give us. And most of all, Father, thank you, Lord, for the answered prayers that we lift up. Father, be with us as your people, Lord, as we move forward. These things I ask in your name. Amen. Sister Leslie's going to come up and sing our hymn. And I know the altar's always wide open, guys. And I know, but maybe if you're right where you're at today, maybe you would just like to, as the song plays, maybe you would just like to bow your head and maybe thank God for a blessing this week, or maybe ask Him for help for something that's coming up this week. Remember that. And for you at home, may God bless you this week, and we pray you have a wonderful week. If you need us here at the church, all of our information is at otagovillebaptist.org. Please give us a call. We'd love to talk with you, and we pray you have a blessed week. Clear, everybody.